At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
TFA fam, welcome in. It is time to jump into the first look at the Week 10 waiver wire. Had some more carnage at wide receiver just when you thought it was over. It is not. We do have four teams on bye week this week as well, so make sure you're paying attention to that as you're putting in your waiver claims for this week. It'll be the Browns, Packers, Raiders, and Seahawks on bye in Week 10. With that out of the way, Kev, let's go ahead and jump into it, man. Let's start off with the quarterback streaming options for Week 10. What you got?
This is actually one position that I feel the best about this week, about just options that there are out there. But I think you're going to start things off. And I was actually, I guess, somewhat surprised that Justin Herbert was rostered in less than 50% of leagues, rostered in 44% of leagues. But honestly, don't look down, but he has stacked back-to-back quality performances against the Browns today. Herbert completed 18 of 27 for 282 and two touchdowns for 19.5 fantasy points. While the general thought with this team would be that they would be extremely run heavy, we have seen a shift recently. Over the last three games, Herbert actually has the second most dropbacks and is averaging 288 passing yards per game. Coming up are really six straight, really solid matchups against the Titans, Bengals, Ravens, Falcons, Chiefs, and Bucks. Herbert is now is not just a streaming option, but is a must-add if you're hunting for a quarterback right now. Next up would be Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers coming off one of his best performances of the season, including 22 of 32 for 211 and three touchdowns for 20 fantasy points against the Texans. Next up is a matchup against the Cardinals defense, who has allowed a 71% completion percentage and a 7.96 yard per attempt, which is the third highest rate in the league. They currently allow the seventh most fantasy points to quarterbacks, making Rodgers one of the best streaming options on the slate. Next up is Bo Nix. Well, don't get me wrong, the Broncos got absolutely boat raced 41-10 against the Ravens. Nix did have a really solid fantasy performance. He completed 19 of 33 for 233 passing yards and an INT, but he also had 36 rushing yards, which is one of the things that makes him so at least a decent option every single week. And he also caught a 2-yard touchdown and finished with 18 fantasy points. This week, the Broncos will head to KC and take on a Chiefs defense who are a little bit more of a pass funnel and have allowed the 15th most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Next up is Daniel Jones. I get it. I just threw up my mouth a little bit too, but Vanilla Vic is coming off his best game of the season against the Commanders, where he completed 20 of 26 passes for 174 yards and two touchdowns. He also added seven carries for 54 yards and another touchdown for 24 fantasy points. This week, the Giants head to Germany to take on the Panthers. The Panthers are the gift that keeps on giving as they have allowed opposing offenses to complete 71.8% of passes and at 8.04 yards per attempt, which is the fifth highest rate in the league. They've also tied for the most passing touchdowns and to quarterbacks this season. On the season, they have allowed the fifth most fantasy points to quarterback, making Jones one of the better streaming options this week. And then lastly, Russell Wilson, rostered in 16% of league. Since being inserted as a starting quarterback, he's averaging 271 passing yards and two touchdowns and 19.5 fantasy points per game. Coming off their Week 9 bye, the Steelers will take on a Commanders defense that has allowed the 12th highest completion percentage, the 11th highest yards per attempt, and the 8th most passing touchdowns on the season, making him a decent streaming option who is somebody who is readily available.
Moving on over to the running back waiver ads. If you were watching this last week, it's kind of the same theme here where there really aren't any like must-ads You know, thankfully, the running back position has remained unscathed this year for the most part. So really the only adds that I'm talking about this week, Isaac Arendo comes in with an asterisk again, just because we don't know what's happening with Jordan Mason with them being on bye this week. It ends up coming out that he's potentially going to be missing time. I would still look to add Arendo, even with CMC going to be coming back into the fold. He would end up being one of the most valuable handcuffs, you know, if anything were to happen to CMC, or if he doesn't play this week for whatever reason and Mason is out. But I'm really only looking at him in like deep leagues, or if you're super desperate at running back, he's more of just like a, you know, you kind of have to wait and see what happens with him. Same thing with CEH. You know, we keep waiting for him to be activated. Kareem Hunt, you know, if he's not scoring touchdowns, he really hasn't been great for fantasy purposes. Obviously, Pacheco is lingering in the background. But, you know, if CEH were to be able to take over this backfield for a couple weeks, but that's still, you know, that's still up in the air as well. So that's why he's only going to be a deep league ad. And same thing with Keaton Mitchell. That's just more speculative at this point. His practice window was open. He's obviously not yet to be activated, but we saw what he was able to do on limited touches last year. So he'd be an intriguing stash in deeper leagues. Other than that, in your typical like 10, 12, 8-man leagues, it's really just a week to be looking for the handcuffs that are available out there. Still really surprised to see Braylon Allen as available as he is. His ownership on ESPN actually dropped from where it was last week. He's definitely somebody that needs to be added there. I meant to take Ty Chandler out. He does not have to be an ad or a handcuff whatsoever. We actually saw Cam Akers get involved a little bit in the first half of the Sunday night game. Ray Davis, Jalen Wright, Blake Corum, Trey Benson, Roschon Johnson, Justice Hill, again, just until Keaton Mitchell comes back, and Antonio Gibson would be the names that I'd be looking for. All those names are available in more than 50% of ESPN leagues.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a good thing that there's not a lot of just like must-need things you need to add, but it also at the same time, on the opposite end of that, we do have four teams on bye, so like, yeah. People are going to need some options here, but I mean, wide receivers kind of the same thing for me. I will say Juwan Jennings, I was surprised he's only rostered 48% of leagues. Jennings is sitting out there. That needs to change. He should be back this week after their bye. And with Ayuk out for the season, Jennings is kind of a weekly wide receiver 3/4. And then Quentin Johnston, after a 2-game absence due to an ankle injury, Johnston came back with a vengeance. He hauled in 4 or 5 for 118 yards and a touchdown for 22 fantasy points. This is not his first big game of the season, but it is first since week 2. With the Chargers becoming a more pass-heavy, this should lead to more opportunities for the second-year wide receiver. So I do like adding Quentin Johnston. He is a little bit more boom or bust, obviously, but he has missed some time. They also have their bye week. So with missing those games, he's missed 3 games already this season. So while it has been a while since he's really had a pretty solid performance, it's like week 3 when he had double-digit fantasy points. I do think now that this offense becoming more pass-heavy, this is a trend that continues. Quentin Johnston definitely should be rostered in more formats. Next up is Xavier Leggett. Leggett has now scored a touchdown in 3 of his last 4 games and has now been targeted 13 times over the last 2. While he hasn't put up monster receiving numbers, he has scored 13 fantasy points in back-to-back games. He gets a pretty decent matchup against Giants in Germany. So, and I do know that I have Adam Thielen on here as well, and he may or may not be a Panther after the trade deadline this week. With reports out there, the teams are calling about his availability, most notably the Steelers. He did return to practice last week and looks close to returning. So I did, depending on where he would end up, or you know, if he doesn't get traded, and which we should know before waivers run, which is helpful. If he remains on the Panthers, then I do think he's still a really viable option. We kind of saw before the hamstring injury, he still looked pretty decent. It looks like he's got a little bit of juice left in the tank. So if he gets traded, depending on the spot, or if he remains a Panther, I do think he's worth an ad for sure. Next up is Demario Douglas. He's certainly not a sexy name, but in Drake May's last 3 full starts, Douglas has been targeted 21 times. While his scoring output this week wasn't anything special, it could have been a much better day if May would have hit him on a wide open Douglas late, or would have hit a wide open Douglas late in the fourth quarter, or would have been a 50-yard touchdown. Either way, with so many injuries to wide receivers, Douglas should be, continue to be in the wide receiver 4/5 discussion of PPR formats. Drake London, exited with a hip injury after scoring a touchdown in the first quarter against the Cowboys. While he only saw 3 targets, he did manage to score a touchdown and finish with 12 fantasy points in their decisive win against the Cowboys. If London misses time, expect McLeod to play 100% of the routes and be a viable flex option even against the Broncos next week. Next up is DeMarcus Robinson. Robinson has now scored 16 or more fantasy points in back-to-back games. Now, his huge performance today of 24 fantasy points had a lot more to do with the fact that Puka Nacua got ejected very early in that game for throwing a punch. And so that had a lot more to do with DeMarcus Robinson's scoring output. But much like we talked about over the offseason, he was very much one of my favorite sleeper options because, like, the last 4 or 5 games of the season last year, he was a very, very viable wide receiver for this team. They run a ton of 11 personnel, which means he's going to be on the field about 100% of the time. And so he's going to continue to be somebody that we can kind of plug and play as a flex option moving forward, you know, depending on the matchup. You know, good, solid matchups, I do think, to DeMarcus Robinson. And let's be honest, Puka Nacua and most notably Cooper Kupp are not the most healthy wide receivers we've seen. So those guys continue to deal with injuries off and on. And so if that happens, DeMarcus Robinson just opens himself up to be a really solid kind of rest of season kind of flex option on certain weeks, depending on whatever options you may have. And then Jerry Jeudy, while it hasn't been a great first year with the Browns, we have seen some signs of life from Jeudy with Winston at quarterback. He has now seen 19 targets the last 2 games and his top 70 receiving yards in both of them. But I will say this, because I know a lot of people are going to bring up Jerry Jeudy this week. I don't know. Where I have hesitation is their brutal rush season schedule, because their matchups coming up after their bye is they get 2 with the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Broncos, and the Dolphins. However, they do get a pretty solid Week 11 matchup against the Saints and another later matchup against the Bengals. That's really it. Like, those are the only 2 good matchups. Everything else is absolutely brutal for this team. So this is already a team that's pretty much out of it. I don't mind Jeudy because of the volume that he's going to see. I don't know if this team is actually going to stick with Winston the entire time, because Winston really played horribly today. He kind of fell back to earth and started looking like Jameis Winston that we love and know, where he throws a lot of interceptions. But I do think because of the volume, because of how much he sees, I think at least as a PPR format, and especially with how many injuries you've seen to the wide receiver position, he's definitely somebody that you could take a look at here as an option at wide receiver. And then Ricky Pearsall, I put him on here. We kind of saw him, you know, before their bye. I think he's still viable. I think this is this was obviously their first round pick this year. Wouldn't be surprised if they try to get him more and more involved as the season goes on. And really wouldn't shock me if he actually overtook Juwan Jennings as his team's number 2 wide receiver, because he is very explosive, especially with the ball in his hands. I think they can try to manufacture touches for him. So maybe I should have him a little bit higher. But I think just right now, I think he's a little bit more of a 12-team ad than he's not really a 10-team ad, but a 12-team league. So you can look at him. And then Noah Brown continues to get more involved within their offense. So I think you could also look at him as a speculative ad, maybe a flex play this week and another option there. But and after that, deeper league guys, there's not a lot that stands out to me. Jalen Coker kind of flashes here and there, but it's still the Panthers. This isn't a high volume passing offense, not one we should be falling in love with. Parker Washington didn't do a whole lot, but it also was a terrible matchup. Kind of talked about this before today. The Eagles are a really good pass funnel offense to target, but the way they were utilizing them, they didn't utilize them as much in the slot because they're playing a lot more 12 personnel. You're seeing Evan Ingram play more in the slot as well, so that really kind of ruined things a little bit for Parker Washington. But with Christian Kirk out, I do think there's some opportunity there for him. And then other guys like Josh Palmer, Trey Palmer, Troy Franklin, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, all those guys are just more of a super, 14, 16 team type of plays.
Going to wrap it up with the tight end streams. We actually have some really interesting options here for Week 10. Going to kick it off with Hunter Henry. Led the Pats in catches and yards today. He was 2nd on the team in targets. He continues to be featured whenever Drake May has been healthy. The Pats are somehow 7-point underdogs to the Bears, who have just looked dreadful after showing some promise a few weeks ago. So, I mean, if that were to hold up, that would obviously lead to potentially some more pass attempts and volume for Henry. Jonnu Smith, at least 5 targets and 40 yards in 3 of his last 4. Dolphins going to match up against the Rams, who are allowing the 3rd most fantasy points per game to tight ends. Taysom Hill up next, 60 total yards and a score today. Did have 1 pass attempt as well. Probably safe to assume Olave is going to be out for at least 1 week, if not longer. This offense is going to have to go through Kamara and Hill, so he is an option as well. Chigakonkwo, after splitting routes through the first couple weeks, we've really seen him start to get more involved with in terms of his route share. I went 3 for 38 on 4 targets today. The Titans opened up as 8.5-point dogs on the road. So that could be another situation where Chig stays involved next week. Then I have a little asterisk down here at the bottom in terms of injury situations to pay attention to. Obviously, Mike Gesicki came out bald again with T. Higgins, with T. Higgins being inactive. So if he were to miss again, he would actually go probably up to the top of my list here on this one. We just don't know yet. And I would think with as well as he has played over the past 2 weeks, he would continue to be involved in this offense. But that's just something we have not yet seen. He obviously popped off earlier in the year too when T. Higgins was sitting out. And then as soon as T. Higgins was healthy, he kind of went back to the trash bin. So that's one to pay attention to. Grant Calcaterra, if Goddard is out, obviously we have A.J. Brown with a knee injury. We don't know the severity of that yet. But Calcaterra would obviously be in line for a pretty big workload if A.J. Brown and Goddard were to miss. Jatavion Sanders for the Panthers. But this one is really only if Tommy Tremble is out. This is kind of a similar situation just in terms of what Mike Gesicki was looking at. You know, with Jatavion Sanders playing pretty well while Tommy Tremble is out. Tremble hasn't done anything to continue to get the type of run that he has gotten whenever he is healthy. But when he comes back healthy, Jatavion Sanders goes right back to the bench. So that's something to pay attention to. And then just another one to throw out there in some deeper leagues, Theo Johnson, 23% target share today, by far the highest for him on the season. Get the Panthers next week, who going into week 9 had allowed the most fantasy points per game to tight ends. So a lot of interesting options and some situations we need to monitor for injury purposes.
Yeah, I actually don't know if Tiggins will be able to play. I mean, it's a very short turnaround because they play on Thursday night. So with that, like if he wasn't able to play today, I don't know if they were. But then again, it could have been he maybe was really close and they felt like, you know, hey, you know, we feel like we can beat the Raiders without Tiggins. Let's, you know, give him a little more time and so we can be ready for the divisional matchup we're about to face, you know, against the Ravens. And pretty much every game the Bengals play rest of season is pretty much a must-win game for them.
Yeah.
Because what their schedule is right now. So they really can't afford to lose any more games. They might can lose maybe one, maybe two more games rest of season if they hope to make the playoffs. So maybe that's it. But still, just something to monitor for sure. Mike Gesicki was phenomenal today. Did haul off that really long touchdown that really kind of put him over the top. But still, for any tight end to be able to put up, you know, the amount of points that he scored, take that whole day.
Yeah,
for sure. So
100%.
Other than that, it's kind of a light week for waivers. Hopefully we don't have a bunch of carnage, I guess, on the last game we have tomorrow night against the Chiefs and Bucks. But I don't know. Those two teams can't really take much more injury as it is. So hopefully not, knocking on wood, that nothing happens to either any of them. But anyways, pretty much a very light waiver week. But if you do have any questions, let us know in the comments section below. We'll be back in very soon with a lot of content for the week with our must-start sit. Running back, wide receiver videos. Then we'll go live again on Wednesday night like we always do. So, or if you have any waiver questions, trade questions, whatever, drop them in the comment section below. We'll be sure to get to them as they come in. Have a good rest of the night. Have a good week. We will see you guys shortly. Bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.